what way? The Gleason way.
All right, y'all. 2705, the Gleason way. Shit. Episode 2, the vaccine episode. This the bonus sports edition. I got a different guest this week. It's my boy Jay Reed. He gonna goddamn it get on y'all and let y'all know what's up with the vaccine and all this here going on in the sports world. So, shit, Jay Reed, talk to the people.
Well, this your boy Jay Reed. I'm finna come at y'all with the sports. And we gonna have to start off with the NBA and the elephant in the room, Mr. Kyrie Irving.
Right.
Now, I love Kyrie. I love him dearly. One of my favorite ballers, not even just in the league today, but of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's been going on with him as of late is the fact that he, along with several other NBA players, not want to take this vaccine. Now, in my personal opinion, I ain't big on forcing the issue with the vaccine. You know, I had my own, you know, but I'm a firm believer in freedom of choice.
Right.
When it comes to Kyrie.
You vaccinated, Jay Reed?
No, I am not vaccinated.
Okay. That's neither here nor there. Continue.
Exactly. Now, when it comes to Kyrie, as a professional athlete, which makes you a performer, you know, with all the things going on and everything, I mean, you are basically the reason that this team, this Brooklyn team, has been assembled. Mm-hmm. You got your boy KD on the phone, got him to come there, which led to James Harden wanting to come there. So they sold and solid. You know, like I told you earlier, I already knew once Harden got the vaccine or not, he was going to be expandable.
Right.
Because of all the other bull that's been going on with him. But at the same time, I mean, this vaccine thing, I kind of understand where he's coming from. Because, like I told you, we don't know what's going on with this shot. And I know you're vaccinated, you know, fella. And I commend you on that.
Right.
But, like I said, it's a freedom of choice thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't feel like the NBA should be forcing, nor the NFL or any other professional sports should be forcing the issue on making an athlete. Because last year, when this whole thing kicked off, it wasn't, you know, the mask was good and the shots were going on and they had the bubble going on and all of that. But now all of a sudden it's you know, mandated and everybody got to do this and do that. Or you can't play. You know, I mean, it's getting to the point where I hear, you know, shifty, you damn near can't eat. You can't work regular 9 to 5 if you ain't got the shot. You know, you go look online, job applications and whatnot. It's telling you off top, man, nah, if you ain't got that vaccine up in you ain't working. But as a professional athlete, it's something this man been doing, you know what I'm saying, since, you know, he high. I mean, why now tell these professional athletes that either we gonna force this shot up in you or you can't play ball, or we gonna force this shot up in you and you can't throw the ball? Because
right.
The same thing that's going on in the NBA is the same thing going on in the NFL, man. I mean, you got, you know, Sam Darnold along with a couple of other guys in the NFL that's going through the same thing. They skeptical about the shot. And it's like, it's almost kind of like peer pressure when it comes to this. You know, because they trying to lean it on Kyrie as in where he's a traitor to the team because he don't want to get the shot. You know what I mean? And the NFL is pretty much the same thing. They like, are we going to have to cancel games and all of this, these guys? And that's going to outcast these guys. Kind of like they did Kaepernick with the kneeling shit. Same thing.
Right.
They basically trying to box players in and force the issue, turning other players against them, basically saying, hey, we all got the shot. We fine. Go ahead. And I don't feel like it should work like that, man. I feel like there's ways to handle things like they did last year with the mask and, you know, constant tests being done to make sure these players are good to go. Now, all of a sudden, you want to alienate me. I mean, they got this man, they talking about he can't play, he can't practice, in New York, you know, he going to miss this amount of games and this amount of games, and he's going to lose this amount of money. I mean, Wiggins going through the same thing, Golden State, along with a couple of other players not feeling this. And I feel like what they're doing is you're forcing the issue because, hell, we all know you ain't going to trade them. You can't trade none of these players because they ain't vaccinated, because the rest of the league looking at it the same way. Well, we don't want them because what the hell we going to do with them? We going to end up, if we inherit that same situation, now we going to be stuck with a player that we can't use.
All right. And
so it's like you.
Hold on. One thing I want to interject on is Wiggins, from my knowledge, may have actually been today, which is Thursday. Wiggins went on and got the shot.
But he had his doubts and his reasons for not wanting to get the shot.
Right.
That's that peer pressure, man. At the end of the day, you ain't telling me if it was his freedom of choice and he didn't have all this peer pressure and people in his ear, probably agent and whoever else, you know, family or whatever, telling him, hey, man, I don't think, you know what I'm saying, this you need to go ahead and get the shot. I'm pretty sure that man still be unvaccinated. Right. If he was a superstar like Kyrie, see, he had his struggling years and he played good ball last year.
Right.
And he averaged, 19, 20 points. But, you know, the thing is, he ain't Curry. If this was Stephen Curry, this would be a whole other conversation.
Definitely.
He'd start a league.
I agree.
And damn sure the starter, you know, hell, it wouldn't be, what they going to do, trade him? This is different. That's why I said he's expandable. Tyree's expandable. And we was having this conversation about LeBron or KD, this would be a whole nother topic, man. Because at the end of the day, we all know how the NBA works, just like any other sports. When you expandable, it's a different tone, man.
Right.
When you that guy, a lot of things get overlooked, and it's not going to come down on you like that.
So
but
you,
like I said, he become.
So what you're saying is, Andrew Wiggins and Kyrie Irving at the position that he's in, maybe in other teams, he wasn't expendable. But right now, you're expendable because you got so many other superstars around you. So what you're saying is that Kyrie Irving vaccination status, we can put that up on the chopping block because we really just don't need you like talking about.
Exactly. Hell, if we're going to be honest, when they got James Harden, they wanted to trade him then.
Right.
He was on the chopping block then. If that's what it required to get James Harden, you best believe they would have sent him on his way.
Right.
Even though he was the reason why James Harden wanted to come, it wouldn't have worked out. So that's the only reason why that situation. This is something, I mean, cause let's be honest, man. When he did the bubble situation last year or the year before, all of that, they was already kind of on the fence. But, you know, when KD came to town and everything kind of, you know what I'm saying, they really couldn't, you know, till you get these guys under these contracts and you solidify yourself, your future and whatnot, you know, you got to play ball. You know, that's why I ain't never had no issue with any NBA player making their own decision to team up. Now, I ain't big on the super teams, but right. At the same time, if, you know, freedom of choice, man, you know what I'm saying, that's my whole thing. You know, I feel like as a man or a woman in this world, I feel like we should be free to make our own decisions.
Right.
You know, that's what America's supposed to be, land of the free.
That's why
I feel like this whole rather on the vaccinated or unvaccinated side, it's definitely the Gleason way. Because at the end of the day, when you look at the situation between how they're forcing the issue and trying to basically pin not only the NBA players and the NFL and all the sports in corners for who's not vaccinated, They're doing the same thing in the world. And I don't think that's right. I feel like if you want to do it, do it. If you don't want to do it, do it. I don't feel like it should be, well, if you don't do it, you can't work. You know what I'm saying? If you do it, yeah, you got all the access to everything. You can travel, you can, you know what I mean? Because that wasn't the case when they was just asking for a updated showing that you didn't have the virus and you were wearing a mask. But now all of a sudden they pushing the issue too hard for me. Right. And that's the scary thing. That's what bothers me the most.
Yeah, see, CJ Reed, the thing is with Wiggins, we're going to get to Wiggins for a second. Wiggins, he had, my thing is this. If you, like Kyrie said, look, don't get into my personal business. I don't want to talk about it. Blase, blase. I'm not going to say nothing about it. But Wiggins actually got on the platform and said, listen, I feel like this. I've already had COVID. I had COVID. It's over with now. I'm in quarantine and all that. I don't feel like I need the vaccine no more because I feel like I got the natural antibodies and this and that. And Wiggins said also that I also feel like I have a religious exemption. But still, Wiggins was forced because the mayor of that town, Bill de Blasio, said that, hey, anybody that's going to play has to have the vaccination. So Wiggins felt like he was almost forced, and that's why he ended up bending. And Wiggins, I can understand him doing that because Wiggins ain't making the kind of money that Kyrie is making. You understand? So.
Wait a minute. Well, he is making that kind of money. Uh-huh. Remember, before he left Timberwolves, he got that money. I mean, that little trade situation, he said, but he ain't got the popularity and the outside income outside of sports. Mm-hmm. To where he's making that money, and this would be his last. Right. Hell, if he didn't get that vaccine, this probably would have been his last major contract that he got. He playing for the future. Right. He's still fairly young. He's mid-20s. So, I mean, he's still fairly young.
Yeah, I think maybe 26. At this point.
Yeah, he's about mid-20s, a little bit branded. Yeah, so, I mean, I feel like he's playing for the future. And, I mean, you don't want to have this controversy hanging over you. Kyrie can afford it. Wiggins can't. And like I said, I feel like that's why I said he was pushed in the corner like they're doing the other athletes. You know, even with the NFL players, and hell, you know how expendable they are. I mean, the NFL players, yeah, they gonna fold. And I hate to say that, but a lot of them gonna fold.
So,
you know, I mean, I know.
So, J. Reed, what do you think about, you know, I'm not sure how many it is. I know, we know four of them, definitely. You know, there's big players that they're talking about, but 90% of the NBA is vaccinated, but it's 10% that's not vaccinated. So what do you feel about the 10% that's not vaccinated possibly not being paid for the games that they can't participate in? Because if you come to a certain state, certain states say that, hey, only vaccinated players can play. So now you got to sit on the bench or not even be allowed in the arena. What do you feel about these guys not being able to get paid, especially if they're not a big breadwinner like Kyrie or Wiggins?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you, man. I feel like it's a double-edged sword because on one hand, I commend those guys for sticking to their guns, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, like any other job, you know, you don't work, you don't eat. You mm-hmm. know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I totally understand the not getting paid and the fines. I just feel like if you're going to stick to your guns, stick to your guns. Don't fold. But if you're going, you know, I mean, I commend the guys that did. Like I said, they got went on ahead and got vaccinated, and that's cool. They want to play ball. They want to feed their family. You know what I'm saying? This is what they, you know, worked hard their whole life to do, and they're not trying to let, you know, this process slow it down, and that's cool. But like I said, That's why I say it's a double-edged sword, because, I mean, you fold and cave into it, well, goddamn, you know, now you committing into what everybody else is doing. Right. But if you stick to your guns, you're taking a risk, because at 10%, like you said, that ain't Kyrie. At 10%, we can call some of them cats irrelevant and some of them on that level, but at the same time, you know, it don't matter if it's a Kyrie or a major superstar. It's going to still come down to the fact that whoever it is, they're going to get backed into their corner because of the world of sports. And we know who's running it. You know what I mean? And let's not kid ourselves when it comes to this sports game. We know who's running it.
Right.
They're going to pin us against us. And they're going to press the issue to justify what's going on, and basically we either gonna get with it to play in their leagues, or we gonna get lost.
Right, get with
like
it.
Like I said,
or get rolled over.
Exactly. That's how it's always been, man.
Right.
So this vaccine thing right here going on, man. I feel for the guys because, like I said, what was going on previous years, you know. They had, you know, situations in place. But you know what the difference is like I said, this is where it comes back down to the expandable thing. You notice how they was doing everything in their power. They even came up with a system of bubble and all of this stuff just to play ball, just to make money. When they was losing money, when they weren't making no money, when these NBA players were sitting at the house on their ass still getting checks.
Mm-hmm.
It was, you know, they wasn't pressing the issue. Hell, I even remember they was telling players, well, you know, you don't have to do this and you don't have to do that. And, you know, some guys, it's voluntary and whatever. Mm. But now they pressing the issue so damn hard about this. And like I said, we are in the same state of everything, vaccinated or unvaccinated, as we was last year. Like Wiggins, I've had COVID. I survived it. It was a pain in the ass. But I survived it. And like him, I feel the same way. That don't mean I can't get it again. But at the same time, I feel like as a man, if I don't want to get vaccinated, it shouldn't be forced upon me by nobody.
Right. And
especially in the land of the free.
Right. And closing, like I said, this podcast right here, we ain't one thing that we have to do. Even if I don't want to do this right now, one thing that we have to do is say that do your own research and whatever you feel about the situation in your family, in your personal health, do what you feel. This podcast is not to make you feel one way or the other about vaccination. But me personally, I do agree what you're saying. You're a grown man. God damn it, if you feel like you need it, get it. If you feel like, hey, I ain't going to be able to make the money I need to do, I need to support my family, do it. If you feel like support my family ain't the issue right now, this is who I am and this is how I feel, do that. But in my personal opinion, I also feel like if you being an athlete is going to somehow endanger the referee, your teammate, any fans or anything, maybe something should be thought about to say, hey, maybe I should get this. And you should look at who is your doctor. Like me, I support my doctor. If my doctor tell me, hey, you need this right here. I need to check your prostate. I need to stick my finger up your ass. Guess what? I'm going to think about it twice. But you got to have trust in your doctor. If your doctor is telling you, hey, this is what I need to do to make sure you're going to be all right to do what you need to do, you may want to think about that. This 2705 The Gleason Way, you know what I'm saying? Listen to us. Follow us on all social media. We on Apple Podcasts now this week. Check us out on Apple Podcasts. Leave your reviews. Leave your comments and everything. This is my boy Jay Reed. He always going to be on here with us, fucking with us. And goddamn it, check us out. 2705 The Gleason Way. Hit us up on the voice message system. Hit us up on our voicemail system and our message system and let us know. Send Jay Reed some messages. Send me some messages. Let us know what you think about what we talked about tonight. It's 2705 The Gleason Way. Y'all, check us out. A portion of this week's program has been underwritten by Gleason Snack Foods. Gleason Snack Foods is proud to be a sponsor of 2705 Gleason Way. Gleason Snack Foods provides the very best in snack foods, such as pork skins, pork cracklings, pork rinds, and also pork oil sauces. Now with new flavors, including salt and vinegar, salt and pepper, sea salt, and original salt. Visit Gleason Snack Foods at 240 Gleason Way. That's 240 Gleason Way. Right across from Gleason Grocery and next to Gleason Recycling. Once again, that's Gleason Snack Foods, where we deal to all your cousins, even if they happen to be Muslims. Gleason Snack Foods. Gleason Snack Foods has been an underwriter. 2705 Gleason Way.